This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
One of the big questions is,
what is money?
For practical purposes, it exists in a series of heterogeneous databases, very different databases.
Do you believe in crypto?
Digital currency may be an answer,
but it is a highly speculative disaster.
I do own Bitcoin.
There is no second best.
Welcome to the Crypto Curious podcast, proudly brought to you by the Bamboo app. Crypto Curious is your go-to source for all things cryptocurrency. Whether you're a seasoned pro or new to the world of crypto, we've got you covered. Each week, we'll break down the top news stories of the past 7 days, giving you the information you need to stay on top of the latest trends and developments. Plus, we'll share the quick bites of news and insights that you won't want to miss. If you're new to crypto, we recommend starting with our early episodes where we break down the basics and give you a solid foundation to understand the crypto world. Join us as we explore the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrency and educate ourselves along the way. In this week's episode, we'll take a look at the news about Sam Bankman-Fried and his guilty verdict. We'll talk about SafeMoon, what's going on there with those founders. We'll also look at Coinbase and their earnings and what might be on the horizon. Join me. My name's Tracy, and this week Blake is on leave, and it's just Craig and I. Hey, Craig, how you going?
We're so back.
What, the market?
I've taken a few weeks off, and the market has been ripping and tearing, and it's been good to see.
You've been filling your bags, haven't you?
Yes. Oh, mate, I can't believe it's back. And people forget how quickly it moves up.
It has. It's been good. It's been good to see.
It's been good. It's been nice. It's been a relief. Things have been moving, and all of a sudden, everyone is, you know, these coins are moving. Some of them are moving 40% in a day. It's been crazy, and it feels a little bit like a pre-bull market. I don't want to jinx it, but the degens are back. The apes are back.
It is good to see.
Yeah, so we've got the crypto conference this week. I really hope Alluvium are there like they were last year. I hope they're there again. I hope to see a bunch of crypto games, hopefully, that are there that we can have a look at, because I think that's the big sector everyone's got their eyes on. They had their eyes on it last year, but obviously last year it was a... Literally, FTX was hitting, that was going on last year. So, and it was actually more than a year ago, Trace. It was last September was the last crypto conference. So,
and we were there and we will be there again this weekend. And like Craig said, we will give you the lowdown on that this time next week.
And Tracy, what about, who are you interviewing? Have you told?
Oh, yes, we did. We spoke about that.
Spoke about it, yeah.
Yes, we did. So I will be chatting with Michael Saylor. So I'm really excited about that one. Everyone else seems to be super excited about that one also. And again, I will report back and see what the godfather of Bitcoin has to say. It's going to be really exciting. So, and if, you know, again, if any of you are going along to the conference and you do see Craig, myself and Blake there, come and say hi. We'd love to chat. Let's move on, mate. We want to talk about the big story from last week, which was that Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty on all 7 criminal charges against him. This was huge when it went out. The jury was very, very quick to come back. Apparently, it was not even 4 hours. Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX exchange founder, guilty on various types of fraud charges. I won't list them all, but they were against him and against the customers of FTX, Alameda Research, and the lenders and all those investors. So we have been reporting on this, like you said, Craig, since last year, since last November when this all went down, and he could face now up to 115 years in prison.
Surely it won't be that much, but you know what my favourite part about this case is, Trace? How well he's being drawn in the courtroom sketches.
I knew you were going to say that, yeah. And how bad she was drawn. How badly was Caroline drawn? Like, it was literally like she was made from something that was melting and her face was like melting.
He looks like
horrendous.
A Chad.
And then
a
he
Chad
was
man.
Like looking schmicko, mate.
And that's actually made a bunch of headlines, like Donald Trump Jr., he went to court as well for all the dramas that he's involved in. And he said, can the Skechers make me look as good as SPF, please? But yeah, as you said, Trace, crazy that he's actually found guilty. We all thought maybe he'd get away with it, knowing his political influence. Turns out he is not.
You did. I didn't. I mean, there's no way you can get away with it. And people are still saying that he might not get as much. But we know, we already know now that Caroline Elson and Nishad Singh, Gary Wang, all who worked under Sam at FTX or Alameda, they had already pleaded guilty on multiple charges, including participating in alleged fraud of these customers. So now it's up to the judge, Lewis Kaplan, to determine what Sam's sentence will be. And while I just mentioned there's that maximum of 110 years, there is a formula and a guidelines around this type of thing. And the judge does have his discretion on how many years it is. But there's been a lot of discussion around, and from different legal corners, around the fact that the judge believes that he may have been committing perjury in the courtroom. And if he was committing perjury, then it can go well over the 110 years.
And just to be clear, by perjury, you mean he's telling porcupines?
Yep, telling big fat fibs.
Well, yes. What we do know is that the next trial in the saga is scheduled for March next year. So, so he'll be sentenced in March of next year, and we'll see how that goes. What the actual number will be.
Yeah. So this is kind of, you know, a big period to, you know, stamp a big period to a certain part of this story, but there is a lot still to come and we will keep you up to date with that. Moving on, the SafeMoon team is not so safe, as it turns out. The SEC has sued the crypto firm SafeMoon and its senior team for allegedly running a fraudulent scheme. The accused parties reportedly falsified guaranteed token liquidity and misused funds for personal luxuries. On top of the reported fraud, the SEC alleges SafeMoon's token fulfilled the Howey test criteria, and this makes it a security offering. So did you buy any of the SafeMoon back in January 2022?
I didn't, but it was one of those meme coin meta plays that you would consider putting into your meta meme coin. You know what's a question I have for you, Trey? So these guys are obviously, they've done what meme coins have done in that whole run. Why are they getting picked out? Is because they're American based? Because it feels, because it says here the two founders, one was arrested in Utah, the other was arrested in New Hampshire. So I'm just thinking, like, these meme coins, if you, this sounds so degenerate, look into if the founders are from America or not before you buy them, because, like, some of these...
Depends on their geography of where they're set up.
Yeah, a little bit, because, like, you can't tell me they weren't doing stuff that other meme coins weren't doing. Do you know what I mean?
Potentially. Well, they're going, yeah. Well, they're going down for it. So once again, the founders of the token have reportedly been fraudulent and diverted or misappropriated millions of dollars, and they've bought luxury cars and properties. One of them bought a really nice 911 Porsche, which was very tidy. So anyway, if these guys are convicted, they face up to 25 years in a US prison, potentially sharing a cell with old mate, SBF. Again, but that is really interesting, because how is it any different to Pepe or the other coins?
Well, I think the issue is that they lied about the locked liquidity.
And that is it. That's correct. If you look at the article, the locked liquidity.
And that locked liquidity was being used for Porsche 911s, luxury items. So maybe that's why they've gone down, is because not so much that they...
Well, it's misappropriation.
Yeah,
there you go.
They lied about locked liquidity.
See, look, both stories, these guys, you just don't lie, folks.
And be careful. Okay. It just shows you how careful you need to be. Like, this bear market has been, the theme of this bear market has been
bad actors
yep, crushing down. The last bear market was ICOs rugging everyone as well. So very similar themes, but it's being represented a bit differently this time around.
Moving on to our next story of a company headed by someone who I feel is certainly not a bad actor. Let's break down the earnings of Coinbase. Coinbase's Q3 performance did beat expectations, but the market was still not pleased with the results. It had a revenue decline that was attributed to a slow Q3 across the crypto industry. The growth story the company focused on was Base, which we've reported on a lot here on the podcast. It's positioned to be the next Square or PayPal through peer-to-peer and merchant payments. And I think Base has done really well since its launch, Craig.
Yeah, it has done well, but you've got to think this is a Q, pretty much a quarter behind. So that Q3 was relatively quiet. But I think the main point that I got from Coinbase and what's been happening is they have so many different revenue streams. They've got trading volumes, they've got Base, they're now going to have the hopefully the ETF volume, the institutional money. They've got the venture firm. So, like, there's a lot going on.
Loads of positive news. Yeah, 100%.
And although it was reported that the trading volumes dropped, the company's international regulatory outlook improved. So, Brian Armstrong has said in the past that he wants to focus in other regions. So, that is pretty bullish for the investors. But also, he said it was the third consecutive quarter of declining revenue, which sort of outweighed the positive elements. But just in what you're saying, it beat expectations. The revenue decline wasn't as bad as what the expectations were. So it didn't move that much, but it's going to be interesting. It's always going to be interesting to see how Coinbase reflects their results because it's a quarter sort of delayed.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we're reporting on a lot of good news for these guys at the moment, and some more good news in the last couple of days was that Coinbase are kicking off their retailer traders. This is more low-key in the US, and it's called Nano Bitcoin Trading. I think you've got to be quite regulated for this, but this is a pretty cool service that they're offering now.
Yeah, so this is going to allow eligible retail customers to trade crypto futures. As we know, that's been a very hot topic for a while now.
But there's many out there that are really big fans of Coinbase and Coin and pushing the bull case for Coin, even though it's down slightly from all-time highs, with a good look at the bull case moving forward from here. And there was a really great one that I actually meant to send around in our WhatsApp group that shows where this could go over the next 12 months. I'm actually going to put that in the show notes below as well. It's a Twitter thread, so I'll add that in there, Craig.
Yeah, that's the guy that says it could become like the Amazon of the crypto world. And the way that he positions it. But yeah, we're getting caught up in the quarters. Like Coinbase is up 150% year to date. So it's leading the way.
Yeah, look, that's year to date. It's still, I think it's 80% down from all-time highs, but it's certainly on the way back up. Absolutely, yeah.
Watch this space.
Watch this space. All right, here we go. It's time, folks. We got a lot of feedback after last week's episode for our Dobbin Degen segment. Get ready to spill the crypto dirt in our brand new segment where we want you to give the lowdown on that one friend who's a certified crypto degenerate.
Me? A moral degenerate?
Degenerate, am I?
Whether they're recklessly dropping cash on meme coins, trading like there's no tomorrow, or placing bets on projects that defy all reason, we want that inside scoop. We've all got that mate who lives life on the crypto edge. Some of us definitely have more than one. So drop us an email or hit us up with a voice message. We've got details in the show notes. And we'll put these wild crypto stories on blast for everyone to hear. So we've all been there. We've all done that, from speculating on the strangest, weirdest coins or chasing bizarre NFTs. So don't hold back. Dob in your mate. There's been a few really great ones this week. We want to learn from their madness and have a laugh along the way. Can't believe we kicked this off last week without you here, Craig, as one of the top DGens of the group. But what do you reckon? Cool fun?
Oh, mate, I love it. There's plenty of DGen stories that we could tell over the next, especially over the next 12 months, and we get live updates of the DGens.
It's only going to get worse again, isn't it? It's kind of drifted off a little bit. So there were a few folks. This one here I'll read first. We've got Flippywell93 dobbing in his mate, although he sounds like a bit of a DJ himself from that name. Towards the end of the last bull market, I had a mate who thought he knew crypto. He did not. I'll call him Andrew H. He put all of his wedding party money into a meme coin. I don't even remember which one he was. He reckons it was going to double quick and he was going to get himself a new car. He lost it all and he also lost his missus. So that is a true degen there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a true degen, but that's like a problem gambler who lost it all.
It's degenerative.
Okay, Craig, so you've got one. Craig, let me have it. I haven't heard this one, cool. So give me this degen.
So I do have one for you, Trace. It is an anonymous tip to the Crypto Curious team. So I was part of a random crypto Discord in 2020, and there was a couple of months I was in there and I discovered a hidden channel. So he pretty much hacked the hidden channel. He got in there. There was 30 people in this hidden channel. He said pretty much everyone in there was hopeless noobs and we're all working together to try to figure the crypto space out. We just got MetaMask. We just got Ethereum, and gas prices were pretty much between $30 and $150 USD. So they're getting priced out, right, Trace?
Mm-hmm.
So they discover Binance Smart Chain. Do you remember that? Do you remember this little bull market a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So it said, goodbye, insane transfer fees. Hello, gambling. So these kids in this Discord chat were starting up their own Binance Smart Chain coins, and one was called PooCoin. So this kid finds himself in a random developer server. The developer makes a coin called PooCoin. He says, I just made a coin. You can trade it now. I'm really hoping someone can make this something. And, you know, he seemed like a really good guy and seemed honest about it. And people found it at 2 cents and they all piled in. So anyway, the anonymous tip-off actually took a few days off crypto because he had a bit of commitments that he had to attend to. He comes back and this Discord group has turned this literal shitcoin into a useful and working product. So PooCoin became the place where you could actually get charts, you could get liquidity, you could get all the information of these Binance Smart Chain coins, because back in the day, quote unquote, no one knew how to chart Binance Smart Chain coins. You just had to buy and then you had to like manually update the price to see what it was at. So pretty much the best part is, they've made this coin as a joke. It turns out to be a market leader, and one of the kids in his Discord aped in his entire net worth at 2 to 3 cents, and then it hit an all-time high of $5.50, and he's sitting on a small fortune. This became a huge thing. It actually went to an all-time high of $16.
You're kidding.
Yes, what? Not kidding.
What year was this?
This was 2021, I believe. Since then, yeah, PooCoin isn't really.
What, you're telling me PooCoin didn't go anywhere? Shock horror.
But I remember using PooCoin to buy stuff.
Are you kidding?
Like, no joke. So it's at 22 cents now, but still.
That is madness. Well, what there a story. Go. No name on that one. Was there no name on that anonymous? Okay. Wow. Okay.
It's no name on that one. No name.
It's degenerative.
Just on that, a lesson from that. It is degen, but like, it's also fun getting in some of these Discord groups. You do have to be careful, but it's always, I know, Trace, you have your groups. I have my groups.
Yep.
It is good fun.
Yeah. Look, that was quite a long-winded one. We do have a few more stories, and I think we'll leave it to those two, and we'll open up and see what stories we get for next week. But again, a bit of a warning in one of those stories, and the other one was, you know, a potential windfall. So do you have a crypto degen story that you want to give to us? Please make sure that you do. This segment's a lot of fun. Dob them in, let us know, and get into the action as well. Shoot that across to podcast@getbamboo.io. There is a phone number you can call as well if you want to get your voice onto the podcast, and your degen friend might just become a star of the next episode. And I think it's time for a break. And when we come back, we'll have our short, sharp news bites.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments.
Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Crypto Curious podcast. On with our short, sharp news bites this week. I'll jump in first. Last week, Craig, was a milestone, 15 years since Satoshi's Bitcoin white paper. Is that a bit mental? I remember it was like 10 years. It shows how long we've kind of been.
Yeah, it's crazy. It does feel weird. Oh, we're getting old, Trace.
Oh, my God. So I found a really great article via CoinDesk, which I'm going to put in the show notes, that talks about Bitcoin builder culture and how it's flourished in that time. And what this article celebrates on this 15th anniversary and the white paper is how it's influenced, the global financial change and the blueprint of the first design following that 2008 global financial crisis, and just about how Bitcoin has, you know, moved this whole industry and where the cryptocurrencies have come since then. So again, it's a really good article. Show notes will be below.
Cool. I've got another one for you, Trace. So the NFT market is making a bit of a resurgence. Each week, the numbers are trending up. And there's no surprise that Solana is actually leading. Solana grew 65% just in October, jumping from $23 to $38. I think now it's around $40. So naturally, the rotation of people having Solana that's growing, seeing where the money's going, led to a bit of a Solana NFT pump. We've also, a bit of a funny one, The Simpsons actually came out with a Halloween special about NFTs.
How funny was
we'll
it?
We'll put it in our show notes, and it is hilarious. So NFTs back, not sure, but they're having a little bit of a pump.
They're definitely not dead, that's for sure. Look, but when in saying that, NFT marketplace OpenSea, which was valued at $13 billion back in 2022, last Friday confirmed that they'd laid off 50% of its staff. The reduction of its workforce is part of a structural and operational change. The goal is to move to established and more streamlined visions of the platform. Today, the CEO said, today we're making significant organizational operational changes as we focus on building a more nimble and ultimately better version of OpenSea. It's all a bit of,
you know what, Trace?
Rah-rah there, but yep.
I think OpenSea will be remembered as one of the biggest flops of all time. They had 100% market share pretty much for NFTs, but they didn't do a token. And in crypto, you need a token because there's airdrops, there's incentive, there's it's marketable. And Blur, who is OpenSea's competitor, who have been growing very rapidly, they're even up 30% today. I expect more people to move over to Blur with the token, and you need a token in this space. I'm sorry.
Still not 100% on Blur's UX to me, though, is not great. But anyway, but you're right. They didn't move with the times. They did a lot of really dodgy things when it came to royalties. But I think they were learning, and they were the first movers, and they learnt really badly and openly.
Could you imagine the hype of an OpenSea airdrop in that bull market?
Yeah, you're right.
Would have been ridiculous, and they missed the boat.
Anyway, moving on. What else?
All right, guys. So they're in the news again, Yuga Labs. Strange reports have been coming out that Sunday night of Ape Fest, which is their annual sort of Bored Ape Yacht Club festival, attendees indicating that they had temporary vision loss and quite literally burnt their eyes after a Bored Ape Yacht Party visuals were too powerful. So the theory is that these bulbs that they use were these ultra UVC lights meant for disinfecting services and not meant for a concert. And there was a bunch of people that attended said that they have been blinded by this. So like,
full on.
This is horrible PR. This is terrible PR. Yeah. Yeah, it's taking the laser eyes of the crypto meme to a whole new level.
It's not good. Like I said, I shouldn't laugh. That's not good. All right, quickly. Hong Kong moving with the times. Well, maybe. They are considering the possibility of permitting ETFs that invest directly into cryptocurrencies. This move, which would be aimed at retail investors, comes as officials aim to make the city the main digital assets hub in the Asia Pacific region. The Securities and Futures Commission CEO Julia Leung stated that proposals that utilize initiative tech to enhance efficiencies and customers' experience are welcome, provided new risks are adequately addressed. So again, you know, that the Hong Kong region trying to move forward with crypto, which is a great thing.
Another one, Trace. PayPal have received a subpoena over their stablecoins. As we know, the US lawmakers have been a bit red hot on stablecoins in the last few years, and they believe that the PayPal Dollar Reserve stablecoin might need some more regulation. So they're checking it out. The Financial Services Committee recently passed a bipartisan law that are aiming to provide regulatory clarity for this technology. I don't think this is that bad of a news story. I think if they regulate stablecoins properly, then it can get mass adoption. So I welcome it.
Not too bad.
Go for it.
There you go. All right, and that is the end of the show. Before we do finish, I'd like to ask you all a favour. Please leave us a review wherever you are listening to us, whether you're on Spotify or Apple. Please leave us a review. It makes a big difference, so that would be great. And as we finish off, again, if you're looking to DCA into the crypto market, please check out the Bamboo app. If you use the code CURIOUS, you'll get $10 worth of free Bitcoin to get you started. Please follow us on social media via the Instagram page or our Facebook group. Hit the subscribe button where you're listening to us now. And please tell your mates about the podcast. Everyone's getting back into crypto, so make sure they're listening to us along the way. If you are going to the Oz CryptoCon on the weekend, please hunt us down, say g'day. We all love to have a chat. We'll talk to you next weekend. Bye for now.
See you guys.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.